Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Show. I'm RJ. Thanks for tuning in. And again, our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. Across this country, we have men and women who still are working diligently for the cause of freedom. We can go back and talk about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and those who stood up for the cause of liberty years ago, who gave us this constitutional republic. And a few of us in this country understand the value of this constitutional republic, and there are a handful, only a handful, of men and women who are battling still for the cause of freedom. And I wanted to invite my guest this morning from Oklahoma, Randy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, RJ. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
You bet. Look, I've been looking forward to the opportunity to visit this morning.
We've got about 3 minutes in this segment, but we've got an hour to talk about things in Oklahoma. We've had discussions this week about the cause of liberty in California, in Montana, even in New York, and wanted to visit with you about what is going on in Oklahoma. Could you let us know a little bit about yourself first, Randy?
Sure. I am one of those regular guys that came from the business world, my family. You know, I'm the guy that used to coach my kids Little League Baseball and just live life like so many Americans do every single day.
And you probably thought nothing was wrong and you were having a normal life with Kool-Aid and popcorn.
That's right. You know, and it's, I live the classic American life. I'm an American success story, really. When I was a senior in high school, I loaned my dad, I was 17 years old, I loaned my dad $500 and my 1963 Chevrolet automobile so my dad could start our family business. We went on to grow that business. I went on to college, got out of school, and went to work with my dad. And for the next 17 years, I worked with him, you know, side by side, building that business, creating jobs, giving my employees great opportunities to succeed. And I've been an entrepreneur, a business owner for over 30 years here in Oklahoma.
What kind of business was that?
That was a mechanical contracting company, air conditioning, and later, after Dad passed away in 1989, a few years later, I started another company along the same line, air conditioning, but we were wholesale distributors at that time. So
as a kid in high school, you risked everything, probably for you that was risking everything, to go into a venture with your father.
I drained my bank account, money that I had been saving, working at hamburger joints and sacking groceries to buy that 1963 Chevrolet. I was dating my future wife at the time. I didn't know that she would be my future wife, but we've been married now for 37 years, high school sweethearts. And, yeah, I risked it all. My dad risked everything. But, you know, like I say, I believe I'm an Oklahoma success story. We participated in the great American dream, and life has been grand. But I tell you what, I've noticed throughout the years that the harder I worked, the less reward that I was receiving from that. And it was because of the high tax structure that we have in this state and in this country. It's because of the overburdensome of regulations, government intrusion in almost every area of my life. And I was one of those that just got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I ran for the city council, ran a three-way race. I beat out the incumbent mayor and the third candidate by 50% plus one vote to keep me out of a runoff. I was elected mayor a couple of years later, elected to the state senate, and now I'm a gubernatorial candidate for the state of Oklahoma in 2010.
Randy, we'll be back after this commercial break. This is RBN.
The The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's
800-362-5848. Sagani kavinash pelapit. Sagani kavinash keshishyechu. Ovalara kanagash pilolo imunane kafel kranashi.
It is 8 minutes after the hour. Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Show live here at RBN, and I'm RJ, and my guest this hour, this morning, is from Oklahoma, Randy Bragdon. Again, Randy, thanks for joining us.
You bet. It's Randy Brogdon.
Brogdon.
Yes.
Thank you.
No problem.
I wanted to go back for a moment and just touch on a principle, because I think this principle matters. I think as men, we take a look at women who have children, and, you know, every woman has a different experience. But I think a woman risks her life in delivering a new baby. And again, some women have it easier than others. Some have it harder than others. But I have found in my own business that I had to go through the same thing in order to find success. I had to be willing to risk it all in order to find success. What was your experience?
Well, that's the great thing about this country. You know, there are always costs and benefits to everything that we do, whether it's trying to improve our business world or family or our spiritual experience. There's always a cost and reward for everything. And for those men and women who decide to participate in success and to try and let the cream rise to the top, this country has always afforded us that opportunity.
That's been a part of the American experience, is those men and women who, and they're still coming here from all over the world, coming here for that opportunity, the opportunity to work hard, to give it their all, and to find themselves having success in America.
Well, you bet they are. And, you know, that's a great thing about America. That hasn't changed. But what is changing rapidly in our country is we are allowing Washington politicians to strip us away of much of our freedom. We are allowing the Washington insiders and the politicians to govern us at the state level. And this is the one thing that I have been so distraught about and animated about over the last several months with the Obama stimulus package, the congressional bailouts, all
these
things.
These communist policies coming forward from a communist president.
Well, they are very socialistic in nature, there's no doubt. And but, you know, how Obama is getting this past the American public is beyond my wildest imagination, because, you know, if he stood and told us exactly what it was, the people would be up in arms. Now, I have seen a resurgence of patriotism and common sense over the last year or so. I've had opportunities to travel over the last couple of years to travel this nation from coast to coast. Matter of fact, I was up in Salt Lake just a couple of months ago giving a speech on freedom and liberty, and I've got a lot of new friends up in Utah, and I love what the state of Utah is doing with your Second Amendment. People around this nation are watching the state of Utah. They're watching the state of Oklahoma. We've led and been on the forefront of many liberty and freedom fights over the last couple of years, and I'm happy to be a part of that. But people are beginning to wake up around this country, and that's exciting, because I think we still have an opportunity to take our nation back. I truly do. I don't believe that Congress is going to be the ones to do it. I believe if we're going to take our country back, it'll be done at the state level. That's why I've chosen to run for governor.
There's a lot of people talking about it. And in your life, you've been doing something about it yourself.
Well, you know, and it's just been in the last 10 years that I've done that. So it's never too late to get involved in this freedom fight. And we all have an opportunity to change our part of our world. It takes every one of us to maintain freedom. You know, freedom was handed down to us from our founding fathers, and it's been protected throughout the generations. And it's our turn now, RJ. Our turn to protect our freedom, to protect our destiny of freedom, and to pass it down to the next generation.
I see so many politicians who go into office thinking about, what's in it for me? How can I benefit from this? What was the cause as you got into government and became a state senator there in Oklahoma? It wasn't for you about what's in it for you, was it?
Well, not at all. As a matter of fact, I've wound up losing my company over serving in the Senate. We don't make a lot of money. We are part-time legislators. I thought I could actually serve in the Senate 4 months out of the year and still maintain my company. And I tried that for 2 or 3 years, and I just lost a pile of money. I realized that I couldn't do it. So I was able to sell my company, my part, back to my partner, and I was able to focus entirely on my Senate responsibilities. I became extremely productive with my in the Senate. I passed some landmark legislation.
And I want to go there, and we'll go there in just a little bit, but
sure.
Go ahead.
Well, but for me, it was a sacrifice, and it still is a sacrifice. As a state senator, we don't, like I said, we don't make much money, certainly nothing like I did when I had my own company. But I got in it for the reasons because I wanted to pass my future down to my kids. And the Washington politicians are doing everything they can do to make sure that that doesn't happen. They're trying to literally, and they are breaking the financial back of this country. It's being infiltrated right here in the state of Oklahoma and throughout every state in the nation. And it's going to take principled, courageous leadership in the governor's office. It's going to take state legislators to straighten up, show a little bit of a backbone, and tell Congress, no, we're not going to participate in your unconstitutional, unfunded mandates. Anything that falls outside of their Congress's enumerated powers, we are not going to participate. And once again, let this great experiment of republicanism, of individualism, of freedom flourish in this country. And mm-hmm. I have dedicated the rest of my life to do that. No matter what area of service I find myself in, I am called, RJ, to protect the freedom of this great nation, and I'm starting right here in the great state of Oklahoma.
You know, I did not know you were running for governor. And I think as Americans, we have got our belly full of politicians who every few years they come across the stage saying, hey, 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 you know, if you pay me $180,000, I'll go be a senator back in Washington, D.C. Hey, if you pay me $150,000, you know, a year, I'll go back there and be a member of the House. Right. Hey, if you pay me enough money, I'll go back there and serve our country. And I'm thinking, you know what? We need people ready to serve this country who it's not about how much money they get to put in their pockets. It's not about all of the inside deals that they're going to find about when they're up there dealing with all of these state governing body people, the inside transactions they get to make on land and natural resources, up there helping themselves and double dealing and making money on the front end and making money on the back end. The point of sacrificing and serving this country is where you're coming from. I love that. That's good stuff.
Well, you know, and I believe true service requires true sacrifice. And if you find people that have been put in places of position and power, if you find that those same people are not doing the will of the people and what's constitutionally honorable, it's probably because they are not having to sacrifice a lot of, you know.
I think this position of sacrifice is the bedrock, is the foundation of success. I think in business you found that to be the truth. I think women having children born is an example where they sacrifice everything in order to bring forward a new life. And I believe in business we've got to be in that same position, ready and willing to sacrifice everything. I believe you're going to have success there, Randy.
Well, I believe I'm going to have success. You know, we just announced about 4 weeks ago at the state GOP convention, and my announcement speech was accepted wholeheartedly. I got probably one of the greatest ovations in that, certainly that day, if not in a long time, to hear a politician speak. You know, I mean, it's kind of difficult to get excited about hearing a politician talk about anything. But I tell you what excites people, and my message of freedom, and my message of sovereignty, and my message of individual liberty and personal moral responsibility still sells. I happen to be a constitutional Republican. The Republican Party still is most closely aligned with my beliefs, but I can tell you, the Republican Party has failed the members of our party over the years,
they
and it's been going on for decades.
Way.
But we're gonna bring them back here in the state of Oklahoma. I assure you that.
And that's where you start. That's where you start, is with self and with your family and where you live. Wow. I heard about some of the legislation that you guys have been passing there in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working to find someone in Oklahoma willing to talk about it, and came across your name, and I got a hold of your phone number. And thanks for joining us this morning.
You bet.
There are some states across this country who have been talking about secession. And I don't know that secession is the answer, but I think certainly standing up for states' rights matters. States organize the federal government, not the other way around. It is as if they think we serve them. They have forgotten that they are our errand boys back there in Washington, D.C.
That's exactly right. You know, we the people gave Congress, I think, 19 or 20 enumerated powers, and you can read them for yourself in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. They're spelled out extremely clear what Congress can do, and we, the people, have given up those limited responsibilities for Congress to take care of. Well, this Congress and the Congresses over the years, over the last several decades, have become overreachers, underachievers, and Congress is what has gotten us into this mess that we're in today. Secession, obviously, is not the answer. I'm not for that. Not going to happen. I never even speak on that. But what I am for is for constitutional freedom. And we can cure all the ills that are plaguing this nation simply by returning to our founding principles.
Randy, we'll be back after this commercial break again. Thanks for joining us. This is RBN. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Oh, say, can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Okay, we are back. This is the Morning Liberty Show live here at RBN. Again, our phone number 1-800-313-9443. And here we have the governor nominee, right, running in Oklahoma.
Well, I'm trying to get the nomination. We just announced last month. Of course, the primary will be next July, so we're full-time on the campaign trail.
So you've been operating as a state senator there in Oklahoma for how long?
7 years. I'm halfway through my term limit of 12 years, so I'll be giving up my Senate seat to run for the governor's office. But I believe that I am called, I'm compelled to do this. I believe that I'll have an opportunity to make an even greater impact on the freedom of the people in this state and around the country. And let me tell you, it matters who is in the governor's office. Even for the people in the state of Utah, you should care who the governor of the state of Oklahoma is, because it just takes one person, one idea, somebody to stand up and say enough is enough. We will not participate in the unconstitutional mandates of the federal government. No longer will we do that here in the state of Oklahoma if I am honored to serve as Oklahoma's governor. So I fully intend, I don't promise anybody anything other than constitutional freedom. And that seems to get people excited enough to vote for me. So
Randy, you know, I believe that if every state had a governor like you, this would be a different kind of a nation.
Well, let me tell you, RJ, it would just take three or four or five states to literally to turn this country around. If we had a half a dozen states with governors that will govern like I will govern, I assure you we will turn this nation up on its head. Freedom will be restored. The problems and the ills that are plaguing this nation today will evaporate almost overnight. It's constitutional liberty that makes America, America. And we've gotten away from that. And I want to encourage your listeners to go to my website, randybrogdon.com.
B-R-O-G-D-O-N.
Randybrogdon.com contribute to the cause of freedom. Obviously, I'm running against the political machine here in Oklahoma, but I've got the people with me. And my biggest challenge is to get my message out. But I assure you this, when people hear the message of freedom, it is wildly popular and accepted. You know, we have come out through this last election cycle, and we heard Obama and you know, so many politicians talking about, I want to change this and hope for that, change and change. Well, I'm calling for something entirely different. I don't want to change. I want restoration. I want to see the faithful values of our founding fathers restored in the heart and the soul and the mind of every American that loves liberty and still willing to defend it. I'm calling for restoration to our founding principles. That is what will guide this nation back to its destiny of freedom.
I think you're hitting the nail right on the head there. And I think that many patriots in this country, they got behind Ron Paul. And there are many in this country who would love to see Ron Paul run for governor. I think that he may have a whole lot more influence for the cause of freedom as governor rather than as a senator. And I think many of us patriots have not been aware, Randy, of you running for governor there, and it just excites me to no end.
Well, don't feel bad about that. You know, there's I don't have a huge name ID here in the state of Oklahoma yet, because again, I've been a small business owner for 30 years. I'm not a career politician. I'm running against one, a former lieutenant governor here in the state, a sitting congressional congresswoman right now. So I'm running against the political machine, the insiders. I'm running against the status quo. And let me tell you something. I am a danger to the status quo. It will not survive if I'm governor of this state. Things will be different in this state. We will govern based on constitutional freedom. And that'll upset the apple cart, I assure you.
You have already, as a state senator in Oklahoma, battling for states' rights and for the cause of freedom. I know you have been involved in some new bills and laws that have been passing there in Oklahoma. Could you let us know about those?
Yeah, probably one of the biggest fights that I have been in for several years. It started 4 years ago, and we were successful so far. The war's not over, but we won a huge battle with the NAFTA superhighway. You know, it's part of the North American Union. It's part of President Bush's Security and Prosperity Partnership. It's part of this globalism that we hear so much about. The NAFTA superhighway is an intermodal system that starts in southern Mexico, runs all the way up through the central part of the United States, through Texas, right into the middle of Oklahoma, and all the way up into Canada. This NAFTA superhighway is a system that it's an international system, first of all. You know, it will not be governed by the state of Oklahoma or the state of Texas or any other state. It's an international system.
Randy?
Yes.
Hang on. We're going into a commercial. We'll continue about this superhighway thing right after the commercial break. This is RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Okay, it is 33 minutes after the hour. Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Show live here at RBN. I'm RJ. Thanks for listening. My guest this morning from Oklahoma, he's a state senator there, at least for now, Randy Brogdon. Again, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Good morning.
It is awesome you're running for governor, and I hear these days so few politicians even talk about this NAFTA thing, this North American Union, this globalist policy that is making so many inroads upon our freedoms. And you've been standing up against NAFTA and its policies right there in Oklahoma. Randy, tell us what's up.
Well, you're right. I've been standing up against the big boys, and I'm in a fight for our life right now, our life of freedom in this state. And we're going to help every other state in the union, I can assure you, because we won a huge battle 3 or 4 years ago. The NAFTA Superhighway was set to come right up through the state of Oklahoma. And let me just again frame what this system is. It's an international system that will have trucking lanes, high-speed rail, freight trains, trucking lanes, vending, vendors, hotels, restaurants, automobile, utilities. It will have everything running up and down this corridor. It cuts a 1,200 wide swath throughout the entire United States from south up to north, all the way from Mexico into Canada. This will be the largest confiscation of individual private property that this nation has ever seen. Over 500,000 acres are at risk just in the state of Texas. 37,000 acres of private property are at risk here in the state of Oklahoma. And I have been to Texas 9 times over the last year, giving speeches around that, around the great state of Texas. And I have told Governor Rick Perry in every one of my speeches that I give down there, if he continues his ill-fated quest of stealing private property and turning that property over to a Spanish-owned construction company for profit so they can build this intermodal national system, then he is going to have to build the largest U-turn he has ever built in the state of Texas, because that thing is not crossing the Red River into the state of Oklahoma. And we, so far, we've shut it down. We caught them flat-footed a few years ago. They've not been able to recover from that. The state of Oklahoma has withdrawn our membership from this organization called NASCO, North America Super Corridor Coalition.
You're
we have
serious?
With yeah,
slow
we
down,
have with,
slow down a minute.
Sure.
Name that again. NASCO.
NASCO stands for North America's Super Corridor Coalition. This is the organization that has put members together, NGOs, politicians, contractors, I mean, you name it, anyone involved in building this international system and promoting it is part of this NASCO program.
You know, it seems as if they're using international eminent domain just to run roughshod over property rights right there in Oklahoma and Texas. That is so funny. The biggest U-turn right there in Oklahoma. That is awesome.
Well,
continue telling us the story, Randy.
Yeah, well, and so, like I said, we have been instrumental and successful in shutting that down, at least temporarily. Nothing in government is over. You know, they'll always come back at you. This is a massive undertaking. It's been in the works for many, many decades. And, you know, for one lowly little senator from Owosso, Oklahoma, to throw a monkey wrench in the spokes of the wheel, and to stop them dead in their tracks, really caught them flat-footed and off guard. So they've made a couple of other runs at us, but this year we were able to prevent any legislation from reestablishing that international system. But
Randy,
I tell you what.
Let me go here with you for a moment, then I want to continue. There are some things along the way of running a construction company that I found, right? You were in the construction business. That's what it was, you and your father.
That's right.
I found that these globalists are cowards, okay? That's what they are. They're cowards. And it's like they're the boogeyman who tries to catch people in the middle of the night when they're not looking, catching them off guard. And what I found about running a successful construction company is that there are a few things that matters. Number one, where does the buck stop, right?
Right.
You can bet the buck does not stop with Obama, right? You can bet that Obama, he's the message boy, right? There are people who are telling Obama what to do, but I found doing construction, running a successful construction company means that the buck stops here, the buck stops now, that it takes courage to go out to work every day. There's so many aspects of opposition that present themselves every day, every week, especially government, stuff we never even saw coming. Another thing I found is that success comes down to when we say we're going to show up at a job site tomorrow, we show up at the job site. When we give our word that we're going to do this for this price, then we keep our word. And I believe you found those principles to be true in your success, and that those principles are a part of the core of who you are, and that's why you're going to continue to find success in the work you're doing there in Oklahoma. Thank God, Randy, that you were there operating in Oklahoma.
Well, and it's a little spooky for me personally, because I'm thinking, my goodness, had I not been sitting in my desk and had I been, you know, running my business, had I not been in Oklahoma City when that bill came across the Senate floor, who else would have stopped it, you know? And so it is a daunting task. That really put things in perspective.
Tell us about the bill. What bill came across your desk?
All right, the bill itself allowed for the state of Oklahoma to, quote, participate in a federal pilot project, which was, quote, unlimited in scope. Now, it was a transportation bill, but let me tell you something, RJ. Anytime you hear the words federal government and unlimited in scope in the same sentence, you better hang on because you know you're getting ready to go for a ride. For us to participate in this federal pilot project, the state of Oklahoma would have had to waive our 11th Amendment rights. Now, I'll tell you, I wasn't sure what the 11th Amendment was at the time. And so I got my trusty little pocket constitutional out. I looked up the 11th Amendment.
You mean
and
you had the Constitution with you when you were serving as a state senator?
I have it with me everywhere I go, not just as a state senator. I'd even take it on vacation with me, and I read it on the airplane. I study my Constitution. It, to me, it's a sacred document. It's a document that was born from the heart and the soul of patriots who had a unique gift of common sense, which is just non-existent today.
See, I believe it was no accident that even as a young man, you started to learn how the buck stops here and standing up on principles of freedom and learning how when you gave your word that you do what you say and you say what you do, and it matters that you were a state senator and you were there at that moment as this bill had presented itself, and that you are there holding your ground in Oklahoma, it's going to make a difference for this whole country and certainly for the cause of freedom. And so you found that bill, you said it came across your desk, and you started to learn about the 11th Amendment.
So and it's a very short amendment, and it provides a layer of protection to the states and prevents us from being sued in federal court by a foreign nation. Now, for us to participate in this pilot project, we as a state of Oklahoma had to waive those rights. It's paramount to an individual waiving their Fifth Amendment rights, you know, of self-incrimination. We would have to give up our rights. We would have to allow the state of Oklahoma to potentially be sued in federal court by a foreign nation. Well, that did not sound like that was a good deal to me. So I did a lot more investigation. Long story short, after the entire session, I was able to defeat the bill, and I'll tell you, it is the only bill that I have been able to defeat with new information on the Senate floor. Most of our work is done in committee, and by the time you get to the Senate floor, everyone rants and raves and debates and cusses and discusses, but usually the votes are and the minds are made up. But I was able to kill that bill on the Senate floor with this information that I brought. After months of trying to get my colleague to pull the bill, expressing to him the dire consequences of the legislation that he was promoting because ODOT wanted this transportation resurface program. So anyway, we stopped them dead in their tracks. That was the beginning. It was that particular piece of legislation that I killed. You know, a lot of politicians like to be known for wonderful bills that they have written. I tell you, I take great solace in realizing that I'm able to kill legislation and repeal horrible legislation that has been passed throughout the years. That gives me a great sense of accomplishment, and I have passed some good things too. But, you know, then you get to the Real ID Act, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. I don't know if your listeners are aware of Real ID, but
Randy, we're very much aware of SPP.
Excellent.
And the Real ID. Go ahead.
Well, this was 3 years ago. I found out about Real ID and had never heard of it. Again, RJ, you got to keep in mind I'm a heating and air conditioning mechanic from Owosso.
Yep.
And, you know, all of this stuff it was new to me. The thing that was not new to me was my freedom.
But your bedrock, Randy, your bedrock was sound. Okay.
That's right. And so I understand what it takes, or I don't really even know today what it takes to preserve our freedom. We're in a battle for it as we speak. I'm convinced we can save it, but the Real ID Act it just blows away the Constitution, the First, the Fourth, the Ninth, and the Tenth Amendment. It blows that out of the water, and Congress is telling the state of Oklahoma, the state of Utah, all the states, what information we put on our state-issued driver's license, for example.
On a federal level, the law has already been passed. Many of Americans have been waiting for when the implementation will occur.
Well, this is another one. We stopped them dead in their tracks. We caught them flat-footed, and I authored legislation to withdraw from participation of the Real ID Act. Well, I was told, you can't do that. This is a federal law. And I said, it's a federal law that's unconstitutional. And so So we withdrew our participation since then.
Isn't that amazing, right? I'm talking about the people who have created these unconstitutional laws
right.
are cowards, and they will back down when they are confronted by people who understand that the buck does stop here. You've heard the principle, correct? If not me, then who?
Then who,
if
that's right.
If not here, then where? And if not now, then when?
Then when, exactly. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm involved in all of those because it's just not okay with me that that government is stripping my kids and my grandkids' future away from them. I'm not, as long as I got a breath within me, I don't care what position of service that I'm in, whether it's a state senator or if I'm back in business or if I'm in the governor's office, I will be shouting freedom and I will be expressing my love of that and the protection of as long as I have a breath within me. So we stopped real ID. We were threatened by Homeland Security. I was told personally that I am going to be the one person in the state of Oklahoma that will prevent grandma and grandpa from getting on an airplane and visiting their grandkids this summer. That's going to be my responsibility. Am I willing to take the heat on that? And I said, you bet I am. As a matter of fact, that was going to be implemented June 1st, 2 years ago. I had already decided I'm buying myself an airline ticket June 1st, and I'm going to have the entire press corps with me, and I'm going to walk up, and I'm going to dare them to make me show some international ID card to take a flight to Dallas, Texas. Since then, they've changed that. We've killed the bill. Real ID is dead. That's the good news. But RJ, here's the bad news. Janet Napolitano now is pushing through Homeland Security Senate Bill 717, which is Real ID on steroids. And the American people had better, again, wake up. We have got to stay in this fight for freedom because they're not going to give up. The federal government, the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, the people that are adverse to your freedom and adverse to you expressing your liberty the way that you want to express it, they are all about taking it away, and we have to be ever vigilant. Ronald Reagan said, it is our destiny and it is our duty to preserve in sacred trust mankind's aspirations for freedom. And it's our responsibility to pass it down to the next generation. And if everyone that is listening to me today on your radio show, I have no idea how many listeners that you have, but if just that core group of people would say, you know what, I agree with Brogdon. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to do my part to pass down freedom to my kids and my grandkids, because I can tell you, RJ, it is being stripped away from us right before our very eyes, and it is not okay with me. I have dedicated the rest of my life to preserve our freedom. Go to my website. I want to invite your listeners again to go to my website and contribute to my cause. One person, one idea, one individual standing up and doing the right thing can turn the tide, can send this sinking ship back to a safe harbor, and everything that is plaguing this nation today can be dissolved and repaired and fixed almost overnight if we would just return to our founding principles of freedom.
So Janet Napolitano, they grabbed her from Arizona, and she pretty much was turning her back as the influx of illegals were coming across the border of Arizona. And I'm thinking, how could she ever be chosen to be the head of this, watching out for this country, right?
Well, you know, and it didn't start with her. It didn't start with Obama. We got to give credit where credit's due. It started with, decades. I mean, but of course, Bush, 43, was right in the middle of it. He was promoting the Security and Prosperity Partnership of America, or of North America.
Isn't that amazing? You know, think about the words, right? The words make so much sense. They sound so nice. Security and prosperity and partnership. Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy?
Yeah, kind of like the Patriot Act and Homeland Security. Yeah, it makes you feel good about yourself. But let me tell you.
It's like a lie.
It's a lie.
SPP is a lie.
It's a lie, and it's subversive. And if you go on, you can go on to the White House website and read this, and I'll just quote it.
What is that website? Do you know?
No, I don't know it all. I mean, just Google it, White House website, but you can go right onto it. But the stated goal of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and this is what President Bush, Vicente Fox of Mexico, and Prime Minister Martin entered into this agreement in 2005. The stated goal is to eliminate the security borders of North America and to allow the free flow of goods, services, and people. You wonder why our borders are not secure? It's because our leaders do not want our borders secure. It is an agenda to eliminate the borders and to make us into one big mush pot of North America. I still believe in the sovereignty of the United States of America, and that is my fight that I'm in today.
I don't believe that they are our leaders, okay? We call them leaders. They are not our leaders. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Morning Liberty Show at RBN.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
This is the Morning Liberty Show. Thanks for joining us this morning. We are live here Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 Central Time. And I'm glad you're listening this morning. And my guest this hour is State Senator Randy Brogdon from Oklahoma. Again, Randy, thanks for joining us.
You bet. I've enjoyed my visit this morning.
We have about 4 minutes left in this segment and in our visit this morning. I hope we get to do it again, Randy.
I'd love to speak to you some more. You bet.
Let us know a little bit more about some of the states' rights bills that you have presented and that have been passed recently?
Yeah, last year, not this session, but session a year ago, we presented a 10th Amendment resolution, which was reclaiming our states' rights. The House author, Representative Charles Key, and if you've never had him on your show, I would suggest that you get him on your show. He's a true patriot. He believes in and works to preserve the freedom just like I'm doing over on the House, like I'm doing in the Senate, but he's a great patriot as well. He got the bill passed over in the House, and the Democrat floor leader at the time would not allow me to have a hearing on the Senate floor. So last year, the state of Oklahoma took control of our state Senate for the first time since statehood. We became a state in 1907. The Democrats have always had control of the state Senate, so it for historically has been the place that good bills go to die. But with Republicans in charge this year for the first time, we were able to get our bill passed. It passed the House. It passed the Senate overwhelmingly, I should say. And the governor vetoed it. Now, I was stunned, because if there is any one group or one individual that should respect the 10th Amendment, which is basically says that everything that we the people have not given up for Congress to do, we as a people reserve that for ourselves to make our own decisions in the state of Oklahoma. We will take care of all those things if it's outside of those 20 things that we've given up. And the governor,
I'm thinking that when you saw the governor veto that new law, it was probably at that very moment when you realized you need to be the governor.
Yeah, well, and I had already decided before that, but I was really stunned, because if any one group should appreciate the 10th Amendment, it's the state legislature and the governor of that state, because, you know, it's our state. It's not the feds. We are not servants, and we are not subservient to the federal government. We created the federal government, and we said, okay, here, federal government.
Therefore, they are not our leaders.
That's right.
Americans are the leaders. They are our servants. They are
That's the errand
boys, the hired hand, the hired help.
And, well, so the governor vetoed it, and we came right back and passed a concurrent resolution, which does not have the effect of the rule of law, which our first joint resolution did. It had teeth in it. But we were able to pass a concurrent resolution overwhelmingly that, again, expressed the will of the legislature, and that bill is off to, and the governor didn't get a chance to veto that. It went straight to the Secretary of State, and it's off sitting on President Obama's desk, and every member of Congress, House and Senate, it is on their desk. And we, the people of the state of Oklahoma, have ordered Congress to cease and desist of all activities that fall outside of the scope of their enumerated powers. So,
give us your website again, Randy.
It's randybrogdon.com. Go to it and contribute to the cause of freedom.
We'll do this again.
You bet.
Thanks, Randy, for joining us this morning.
Enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
This is the Morning Liberty Show. It was awesome this morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Take care.
With recent